cancer never went away during COVID, but the combined number of diagnosed cancers during 2020 and 2021 was down over 4,300 cases on projections. That's 1 in 12 expected cancers not detected over the first 2 years of the pandemic. New preliminary figures from the National Cancer Registry show that in 2021, the number of diagnosed cases was 6% lower than projected, suggesting 1,600 cancers went undiagnosed that year. The figures also reveal the colorectal, female breast and cervical cancer cases, which were notably impacted by COVID-19, had returned to expected case numbers by 2021. But liver, pancreatic and kidney cancers appear to have been more significantly impacted. To tell us more now about what these figures tell us about how COVID impacted the health services and the health of the nation, I'm joined by Professor Deirdre Murray, Director of the National Cancer Registry. Professor Murray, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Morning, Mary.
Is it self-evident that the drop in diagnoses of cancers in 2021 and indeed in 2020 as well can be attributed to the disruption to the health services and to the screening services that was caused by COVID?
Well, I think we can certainly explain the deficits of in colorectal, cervical and breast cancer, you know, to those sort of that sort of disruption, and particularly the pause in screening programs. The ones that are a little bit more difficult to explain are liver, kidney and pancreas, particularly liver and pancreatic cancers, because they present very acutely. I suppose the only thing we can think about is that those cancers are commonest in the older population, in the 70 plus, and that is a population that were also most impacted and unfortunately died of COVID disease. So it is possible that those cases are not necessarily missing, that in actual fact the patients developed COVID and died prior to being diagnosed with cancer. But we still have I suppose we still have outstanding numbers that we have undetected for prostate and for lung cancer in males, again, which, you know, are probably due to the disruptions that we saw during COVID.
You know, we know that COVID has changed us in ways that we perhaps don't even yet realise. But has it changed how we view our health and how we now engage with the health services?
Well, hopefully not. You know, I suppose that I understand that the screening services are back to normal in terms of attendances, which is great. But of course, we do need to make sure that everybody avails of the opportunity to attend for screening. Symptomatic disease, you know, I suppose perhaps people are less likely to attend now. I'm not aware of any information on that, but it is very important that if you have any symptoms or any suspicious symptoms, particularly lumps, a persistent cough or change in bowel habit, that you get it checked out with your GP. I mean, everything is back to normal now. Diagnostic services are back to normal. And we know that the earlier the cancer is detected, the better. I suppose the element that is possibly, you know, showing that we're a little bit cavalier is the call for vaccination for COVID. And that's extremely important as well for our services as well as for ourselves. Because if we drop the vaccination uptake, you know, COVID will surge back.
No, I mean, I take your point about the earlier detection, but yourself and others in the system now talk about what's called the long tail effect. And so, in fact, people may have been slow to come forward during COVID for many reasons, and they could be now a much later diagnosis with different outcomes as well.
Well, yes, that's the second question that's out there that we're currently investigating, which is of the cancers that are detected, are they being detected later than they would have in previous years? And we know we're not going to see as many early stage cancers because they would have been predominantly picked up by the screening programs anyway. The question is the other cancers, the people that would have presented symptomatically, whether they are going to present later, and obviously they will have worse outcomes. So we are looking at part of the funding from the Irish Cancer Society is to look at four tumours: breast, prostate, breast, colorectal, lung and melanoma, and we're looking at those in detail and we'll bring up reports later in the year as to how they have has impacted on what we call the stage of cancer or how late the cancer was in diagnosis.
Any indications though how long it will take for this long-tailed effect to play out and until you have the knowledge and the information?
Oh, it could take up to 10 years, Mary, because The reality is that it's 5 years to calculate the impact on survival. And some cancers, such as breast cancer, which have very good outcomes at 5 years, it may be up to 10 years before we see the impact. So that's why the tail is that long, particularly in cancer. It takes a long time to really disentangle the impact of COVID on the incidence is fairly quick, but for the rest of it, for the outcomes, which is of course what everybody's most interested in, that will take years. So that's the work for the next decade, really.
All right. Well, Professor Deirdre Murray, Director of the National Cancer Registry, thank you for your time this morning.